MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Chatting now with Nick Kuntz. He, of course, a portfolio manager at Sunlam Private Wealth. Nick, morning. We've seen a really, really strong start to the year on the JSE in the US. We'll take it with both hands. We've got no problems with that. I mean, you're reading on it. Is it really just a case of most people probably weren't at their desks last week and therefore markets could pretty much run?
Morning, Simon. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that. It typically, you know, January is a good month. We normally get the inflows, people rejig portfolios, and as normally happens, is equities certainly normally get a bit of a kicker in Jan. Mm-hmm. But I think what's surprising for me was it was almost like a bit of an everything rally.
Yeah.
You know, look no further than Bitcoin last week. Obviously, it's a different story this morning. But you know, the likes of your real risk on assets, Tesla, you know, your Robin Hooders all diving in last week. And the volume was intriguing too. We started Monday on the JSE at, I think, about 10 billion value trade. By the time we got to Friday, we're up at 18s and 19s. And I think this morning, most people, as you said, back at our desks, maybe get into the 20s. So I think we'll get more of an indication this week of where the real money's going. Thin markets last week, but as you said, we'll take it. You know, solid start to 2021.
Yeah, we'll take it. I mean, even gold was one of those risk ons up at 1960, although well off this morning, kind of doing a bit of a Bitcoin on us. The one that really struck me was oil. And I know OPEC Plus are talking nice and the like, but I mean, oil, Brent most notably, but West Texas as well, they're back at January levels from where they were just a year ago. How much is Sasol still an oil play? Because, of course, Sasol's been doing fairly well as well.
I think most people look at Sasol as a pure oil play. Of course, those who know a little bit more about Sasol realize it's not just pure oil. A lot of it is now chemicals. A lot of it's a rand dollar play, mm-hmm. too. I think you'll be very careful with oil. The most crowded trade and the most hated trade in the world right now is probably the short US dollar. I mean, I'm a fan of it too, but nothing goes up or down in a straight line. I think that trade is very crowded. And if we're seeing, like we're seeing this morning, a little bit of dollar strength coming through, a little bit long overdue, I think oil is going to be a bit on the back foot. And as you said, it is quite, you know, playing that monopoly game with the likes of Saudi Arabia cutting 1 million barrels per day. It is a little bit of a game changer, but with oil where it is now, I think it's run a little bit ahead of itself. And I'd be careful being long Sasol after it's had a nice bounce up here.
Fair enough. Another one, we chatted around it a couple of times last year. I know you were liking it, Aspen. They seem stuck in the 120s, and that was a head scratcher for me. They managed to break up, although Friday looked a little weak. It traded well off the highs. I mean, this must surely, you know, that they're a solid company. They've got the deal with Johnson & Johnson, and that might not be profitable for them, but it's utilization. Is this a stock to look at on weakness?
I think so. I think traditionally, I mean, take the fact, I mean, take the name away. Mm-hmm. I mean, just this sort of space in pharmaceuticals and et cetera, they're normally quite offensive plays. I thought it actually traded reasonably okay. I mean, I'm on your camp though. I thought we'd get more of a kicker. I think Johnson & Johnson, although it's not straight to the bottom line, I think perception is also worth a lot there too. I think it's looking cheap. You know, we used to playing Aspen on 30-something, 40-something PEs back in the day. Obviously, it's a very different share. It's not the same company it was 4 or 5 years ago. Although saying that, even down here, I mean, single-digit PEs on the forward basis for something like this looks too cheap to me. So, I'm on your camp. I quite like it. I think it's got further upside.
And a much better stock. When we were buying it on those 40 PEs laden with debt, they've got rid of a number of assets, including, you know, some that they said were going to be their core, be that as it may. That balance sheet is looking quite robust. And I heard Stephen Sard make the point. He said, you know what? They've never gone to market to raise money. Everything they've funded internally. And kudos to him.
Kudos to him. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, we us traders and brokers and asset managers are quite a fickle bunch. I mean, we were screaming from the rooftops, you know, a year ago that you've got too much debt. It's your covenants are going to be breached, etc. You've got to lay it off. And so Stephen Sard and his team did what I guess what the market was asking. Look, they did sell, I think, the crown jewels with the milk formula business, but so be it. I got the feeling that maybe there's a bit of a gun to their head from the bankers, but they did what they needed to do. They've got some big chunk of stuff coming. I think 15 billion Rand or something, or dollar, whatever the number is, coming into the bottom line, closing that debt down. So, I mean, what do you, you know, what does the market want? I mean, they're doing exactly what they said they'd do. And as you, and I think it is definitely worth a look.
We'll leave it at there. Nick Kuntz, Portfolio Manager, Sanlam Private Wealth. Really appreciate your early Monday morning. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.